We are in Simen Tov Mem Zayin. We're in Sif Hey. We've been going through the first we did the Machaber, and now we're in the middle of the Ramaz Shita. The Machaber was dealing with using food that is not really chametz food. It just wasn't prepared for Pesach, and it may have been prepared in non-Pesach kelim. There may have been a crumb that got into it, say in the case of salt, where you used salt that wasn't necessarily made for Pesach. You salted something, there may have been a crumb there. The Machaber Shita is that one does not have to be choshish, one is allowed to use it on Pesach itself. The Ramah was machmir. The Ramah says that if something was salted in any keli that was chametz stick, or in the case of any food that was not made explicitly for the sake of Pesach, we are choshish that either a crumb got in there or that the keli it was made in may have been a benyomo. Certainly if you're dealing with something that was cooked or melted in a keli, we say the keli may have been a benyomo and we're machmir. So the Ramah had said, V'chein kol dover shemavashten b'kli chametz. All the kinds of things that are cooked in a kli chametz, kagon yayin mavushal, as in the case of cooked wine, omer kachas, or some kind of cooked food, some kind of mixture of spices, or spiced foods, kadoma, usur bepesach, all of these things are going to be usur in Pesach. Now, the Taz says that the reason for this is because we consider it a dover chorif, even in a keli that's vaday ein ben yomo. One has to be choshish, that because it's charif, because it's sharp, it's waking up an old taste. Whereas Rov Achronim say that in the case of a mirkachas, in the case of a mixture of stuff, if you have any honey in there, even though you also have other spices that make it a bit sharp, but the honey will compromise on the spicing, it will neutralize the spices, and it will not be called charif, and therefore if it's a vadayenu ben yomo, it's going to be mutter. Now, if you're dealing with a company that only makes foods that don't have any chametz in them, it's not made specially for Pesach, but they never have chametz in the food all year long. And they went ahead and used their regular kalim to produce food for Pesach. In this case, the halach is it is mutter, although the Ramah had told us that anything that's not specially made for Pesach, we're choshish for a little bit of chametz. If you know for a fact that the kind of food that you're dealing with is food in which there's never chametz, and the kalim that they use, they never have chametz in, the halacha is, even if it's not made l'shem Pesach, that it is all right. Now the Ramah goes on and says, Aval b'yontev achrin yesh lo hakol bo. On Shvi Yishol Pesach, one could be makel. What exactly is one being makel in? Number one, in a case that we said, that according to the Ramah, we don't rely on stam kalim in a b'nei yomam. If there's a chance that the kli may have been a b'nei yomo, the halacha is, if you cooked it in the kli, we will aser it for Pesach. That is only on Pesach itself. Whereas on Shvi Yishol Pesach, we are mekel. In other words, there we say stam kelim einu b'nei yomo with regard to Yontif Sheni. We are also not choshish for perurim, for crumbs. This thing that if it was not made for l'shem Pesach, we're afraid that a crumb got in there. We are not afraid with regard to Achron Shel Pesach. Yontif Sheni meaning Achron Shel Pesach, not the second day of Pesach, but Achron Shel Pesach. Now, if you know that the keli was a ben yomo, the halach is that it is usser. Now, there is this shita that holds that chametz is considered not bar not the hetera, that it absorbed a taste, and now what's giving off is a taste that it absorbed, in which case it is a keli, it is a tam sheni, it is indirect flavor, and at the time that it absorbed the actual isser, it was not isser yet, it was heter. There is a day that chametz on Pesach, chametz before Pesach is considered heter, and therefore we say not bar not is mutter. However, although there is such a shita, so Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura, brings down that there is this daya that is matter. If you'll have shishim against the chametz that was used in the keli, definitely you would be able to be mekel. Now, the Pri Chodosh argues on this entire piece of Ramah, and says that on Achron Shel Pesach, one does not have the right to be mekel, because people are then going to be mezalzel in the whole concept of Yontif Sheni. He therefore says that we should not be keeping any kulis on Achron Shel Pesach, that one going against the chumris that we keep on Pesach itself. Now, what happens if someone accidentally cooked something Pesachtik in an Eina Ben Yomo chametz pot on Pesach? The halach is nosen tam livgam. We are noig lahachmir on Pesach itself. That is usur even to eat on achron shel Pesach. Further, says the Rama, v'hu adinim nisarev mashu midvorim elu l'toch ha-machol she'en lahachmir leser ha-tarovis kanal. If any of these foods, what we're talking about is something that was cooked in a pot, and we're relying on stam kelim einam b'nei yoman. So the halachi is that if this happened and then it got mixed up with other food on Pesach itself, then we're allowed to eat the mixture. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that in hefsed meruba, even if you don't have shishim connected, whatever dropped into that, the halacha would be that it would be mutter. And some are makel even shelo behefsed meruba. If you know that there are no crumbs in there, it's only the chash that we're not relying on stam kelim einam b'nei yoman. So once again, with regard to you did this before Pesach, you don't know for a fact that the keli is a ben yomo, we don't hold of stam kelim einam b'nei yoman, so you couldn't eat it on Pesach. If some of that got mixed up with other food, there the halacha according to the Rama is that we are makel. Now, why is it that we're makel in the tarovis? So some say that the reason we're makel is because of not bar not, what we mentioned before. It is an indirect flavor, a flavor that first went through a keli and now is coming out of the keli into the food. And at the time that it was, remember we're talking about something that was cooked before Pesach. So if it was cooked before Pesach, we would say that it's not bar not of heter. That's one. The other one is that the keli may not have been a ben yomo. Whereas if the keli is definitely a ben yomo, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not be matir even the tarovis. The Prima Gadim holds that you can rely on not bar not alone, whereas the Mishnah Berurah only relies on it in hefsed meruba when you have shishim keneged it. So now let's recap what we've learned so far in this halacha of food that was made before Pesach. Food that was made before Pesach, not for the sake of Pesach, meaning you did not think you were making this for Pesach, but it's the kind of food that doesn't contain chametz in the ingredients. You are not aware that the pot was used within 24 hours for chametz. You're talking about something that was cooked in a pot. The halacha is that the minig Ashkenaz is not to use this on Pesach. Number one, we do not rely on stam kelim einam b'nei yoman. Number two, we're afraid that inadvertently you'd got a crumb in there since it was not made for Pesach. If a drop of this food that was made there fell into your Pesach food, the Rama is makel, and there we'll say only if you do not, only if you don't know that the keli that it was cooked in was a ben yomo, because if it was, then it's considered chametz and will answer the food that it falls into. Furthermore, the Rama is makel on yontif achron. He's makel on achron shel Pesach, and we saw that the pri chadash is machmer on this and says that you should not be lenient on achron shel Pesach more than the rest of yontif, because people are going to come chalila to be mezalzel on achron shel Pesach altogether.